This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. An inmate in the Rock County Jail kicked out several windows at the jail Sunday, causing more than $20,000 worth of damage. The Rock County Sheriff's Office says they had to use lethal munitions to get control of Glenn A. Schaefer Jr. Part of the detention center can't be used until the damage can be repaired. Could take a few weeks. Schaefer's facing new criminal charges of criminal mischief and attempt to escape. An arrest record from last summer shows Schaefer had an address of Yampa, and he was arrested then on 8 charges, including aggravated motor vehicle theft, trespassing, burglary, and theft up to $20,000. It involved a burglary spree in the area of Fish Creek Falls Road, Hilltop Parkway, and Buena Vista Court. Schaefer's next court date is next Tuesday. Josh Veenstra will be in Washington, D.C. next week. The owner of Good Vibes River Gear and Craig is attending meetings for the American Rivers Southwest Council. He says he's representing Northwest Colorado and the importance of clean water and the future of our water rights for the Colorado River Basin.
It's to help protect rivers and to keep water in the river and the importance of clean water. We are depending on a water system basin for 100 million people, and we're at the headwaters of the most important part of that system.
Steamboat Springs is also represented on the Southwest Council for American Rivers. Those on the council are Katie Green, Nick Kelly, Ben Kurtz, and Deirdre McNabb. Steamboat Creates is hosting a creative mixer where you can satisfy your curiosity about creative industries infrastructure projects. It's at 5 o'clock tonight at the Depot Art Center. Presentations will be featuring the Hayden Center, Brown Ranch, Perry Mansfield, and Strawberry Park Amphitheater. Stuart Hanloff says construction should start on the outdoor amphitheater at Strawberry Park Elementary in June. Finney Construction will be the general contractor. The cost to do the work, $650,000. The Picnic Theater Board still trying to raise an additional $100,000 in order to break ground. Donations are tax deductible, and you can donate through their website. The Board of Trustees for the town of Oak Creek meets tonight. That meeting starts at 6. Gigi Boyd finishing first place Wednesday in border cross on the NORAM Hole Shot Tour at Gore Mountain in New York. Boyd's a junior at Steamboat Springs High School. Steamboat's Kendall Harrington was third. She goes to Boston College now. Walker Overstake was eighth. In Steamboat Sailor basketball, the boys lost last night in the first round of the state playoffs to the Green Valley Ranch Raptors. Final score 48-45. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.